With just 5 days to go now before the presidential primary in New Hampshire, former Governor Mitt Romney is working to protect what polls continue to show to be his sizable lead there, as the other candidates work to chop down Romney's support. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the campaign of former Senator Rick Santorum, who finished just 8 votes behind Romney in the Iowa caucuses this week. But first, WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the Romney campaign and the endorsement Romney won yesterday from a former political rival.
The animated crowds that came to see Mitt Romney infused the glowing village of Peterborough with life as they poured out of the immaculately restored townhouse. Inside, Romney had demonstrated that he has found his voice in this campaign. He was funny, confident, buoyant, perhaps even a little lightheaded from lack of sleep. Romney fed off the crowd and the moment, an endorsement by the 2008 Republican nominee John McCain, and a victory eked out in Iowa. 8 votes, and Romney was able to laugh at how close it was.
But I want to say a couple of things, one fresh from that huge landslide victory in Iowa. Talk about a squeaker. Talk about a squeaker. Do you think we can do a little better here in New Hampshire? Maybe, yeah.
Romney is far ahead in the polls in New Hampshire. Among the 300 people who turned out to hear him was Karen Eccleson, who came 4 years ago when so many people came to hear John McCain that the crowd spilled out into the street and she stood outside for 3 hours in the cold. It wasn't quite like that last night, but Eccleson says it was pretty close, and she thinks that maybe she'll vote for Romney.
I was actually thinking of Huntsman, but I don't think he can make it. I don't think he's electable.
What makes you say that?
Poll numbers.
And a Suffolk University poll finds that Eccleson is not alone. Voters seem to be moving away from Huntsman and Texas Congressman Ron Paul towards being undecided again as they reconsider their choices after the Iowa caucuses. The crowd in the Peterborough townhouse was smaller than the crowd that had turned out to hear Huntsman in the same place the night before, but it was much more enthusiastic. Romney didn't talk about his primary opponents, but instead focused on President Obama.
And 25 million Americans out of work is a pretty clear testament that his policies have not worked.
Romney is counting on New Hampshire voters seeing him as a known quantity. He told the crowd that they watched him being governor of the state next door. Voters at the event in Peterborough and in an earlier one in Manchester said that after the Iowa caucuses, they're also thinking about former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania and former Speaker Newt Gingrich. But the excitement, the energy in the crowd last night made it seem that Romney is well on his way to victory here next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Peterborough, New Hampshire.